questions? Are there any questions? Tina, I think I know I had some questions just listening, and I wanted to ask about this baptism in the Spirit. What's this all about? I don't know how much you guys know about baptism in the Spirit, and I think Tina, you can describe that a little bit, and also about the gifts of the Spirit. You talk about tongues, but these other gifts also, and you guys know what the seven gifts of the Spirit are? We read them here a little bit. Tiffany read those. Do you know what wisdom is? No. Wisdom is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Do you know what wisdom is? You're smart, right? Knowledge from God. Okay, this is not book knowledge. It's not intelligence. This is the wisdom of God, of what God sees and knows. I don't want to answer all the questions.
That's fine, right?
Let's see. What's that, Jen?
Faith.
It's a gift and a fruit. It's a gift and a fruit. There's fruits of the Spirit, and then there's gifts of the Spirit. And several places in Holy Scripture, you'll see where the gifts are and the fruits are. And counsel, Lynn, go ahead.
Understanding. But in addition, I'd also like you to finish about charisms. The difference between gifts and charisms are,
you know. Okay. They're very similar, and I'm going to probably pass on that one. But
Fortitude.
Piety. Are these sounding familiar? Remember the novena? The last 9 days, we've got a novena to the Holy Spirit. Each day we prayed for one of these gifts. And it gave a little description of the gift. And tonight, you're going to be given an opportunity, if you want to surrender your life to God, to the Holy Spirit, to ask for these gifts. And if you know what the gifts are, that's always nice to know. If like Tina said, I just want whatever gifts you want to give me, Lord. And so, guys, think about it. All right.
So anyhow, this evening we'll be praying individually over you. I'm not sure how it's going to work out. Sometimes the Spirit moves different than it's playing. But at any rate, you'll have some people praying over you, laying hands on you, praying that you will receive the baptism in the Spirit. And that you will, the Holy Spirit will operate in you, and then you'll begin to operate in the Spirit, and He will give whatever gifts is unique to yourself. As we mentioned, sometimes people are resting in the Spirit. If you do, there'll be someone there to catch you. You won't fall down, and if you do, it's okay because you won't get hurt. But in any event, enjoy that time, enjoy that peace that the Lord will give you. I wait on the Spirit to move, and most of all, try not to be fearful, because when the fear sets in, then the adversary is trying to rob us of our peace and our gifts that we're going to receive.
And another gift that's very common is, Tina mentioned, the gift of tongues, also the gift of tears. Mm-hmm. John mentioned that earlier. When he was prayed over years ago. And this is a release from you of something in you. I don't know what it would be, but it's God releasing you and allowing that water to flow from your eyes. And it's just incredible. It's a special gift. All these are extra special gifts from God. Again, we received these when we were baptized. The Holy Spirit came upon us and gave us these gifts. And what we're doing by praying over you is stirring it up a little bit, enlivening those gifts. And by you asking for those gifts, you're asking God for those gifts to come upon you and to be manifested in you and to be released. One of the things I was talking with Jim about, Jim and I have a couple stories we're telling each other here. So I'm gonna tell my story first, Jim, then you tell yours, okay? The gifts of the Spirit, as I said, are in you. The Holy Spirit was, when you were baptized as a baby, as a young person, whatever, you received the Spirit. And all those gifts come with the Spirit. Now, what have you done with those gifts? Well, I know I didn't even know what was a gift or where I was, but you know, as you get older, you learn about these gifts and you ask for those gifts to be manifested, similar to a glass of milk. All right? If you have a glass of milk and you put in some chocolate syrup, what happens? The syrup The syrup, if you drop it in, if you ever make chocolate milk, the syrup drops to the bottom. And it sits there. And that's the way we are. If you haven't been baptized in the Spirit right now or manifested any gifts, those gifts are in you, but they're not stirred up. You need to stir them up. And that's what enlivens that spirit. Jim, could you tell a story about the safe deposit box?
Yes, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in Syracuse, New York, and within the evening, a prayer group there, which was a very active thing, and they always said he didn't catch, and he didn't take. And I didn't feel a thing that evening. So I was kind of wondering a little bit, but I had a little bit of faith. The next morning, I couldn't read the Bible enough. And not only did I want to read it, but everything was so personal and spoke to me heart and soul. It was just amazing. The scripture seemed to jump right out at me. And so it really took, but it was the next morning before it actually showed its happening and what had happened to me. And I've been praying with prayer group, praying for healings and so on. It's important that we know that we don't do the healing, we request it, but the Holy Spirit does the healing.
That Holy Spirit of God uses us, works through us to give that gift of healing and to heal others. I've seen that also.
Paul, could you just give, I know we had talked the other day, a little bit of a summary about...
Oh, the safety deposit box.
Okay, I knew you'd get to it.
If you put your money in the safety deposit box, it's there, but you don't get any interest, you don't get any investment, it's just there. Well, when you were baptized as a little child, you received the Holy Spirit. You were baptized and received the Holy Spirit. But you needed to have that Holy Spirit released in order to be active as you will be tonight and so on, in order to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So that releases it. And as you remember, at Pentecost, the disciples had to wait till Pentecost, and then the Holy Spirit came down with tongues of fire and so on. And from then on, they were never afraid to testify and tell about Jesus and so on, because they had the Holy Spirit and the courage and the strength to do it.
Well, all those gifts were released at the Pentecost for those disciples, apostles, and manifested in them, all those gifts, and they were able to use those and profess the word boldly. That's your advantage. And that'll happen to you too. You can pray for those gifts and you will get those gifts. No question about it. They'll be released. John, you have a question?
If you could just talk just briefly about the difference between being baptized in the Spirit and what the sacrament of confirmation is, which you all will. You have a great opportunity tonight, and you're going to have a great opportunity in a week. And Bob gives a great comparison of baptism of the Spirit and the sacrament of confirmation. I'd just like for you to share that with me if you could.
Okay. I'm thinking what I said when you said I had to talk about it. Baptism of the Spirit is a sacramental. We talked about sacramentals this morning, and we talked about sacraments early this morning. So a sacrament, there's seven sacraments recognized by the church that are granted, and there's always a minister of those sacraments and a receiver of the sacraments. And it's a sacramental. It's getting closer to God, if you remember that. Anything will get you closer to God. So this baptism of the Spirit, if you look through Acts of the Apostles, everywhere in there, you can read about all the villages, all the towns that Paul and Peter and all the disciples don't go to, they are blessed, they are baptized in the Spirit as they travel. And then they have been, many in some towns, they're actually baptized with water after they have the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit really came very strong in that early church. And that's what the written record in our good book says. I came across a reference to another book, a scholar of the church, the Catholic Church. He's a theologian, Killian McDonald. And Killian McDonald had researched the first 9 centuries of the church. Of the times, and he found throughout those 9 centuries of the church, the Holy Spirit was the mover. That's why towns were converted. That's why people came to the Lord, because the Holy Spirit was just filled to all those communities in the early church. And Killian McDonald continuing his research. He continued doing very detailed scientific research, and he's gone another 2 centuries, and he's found the same thing has happened. And he's continuing on, and I'm sure he'll come up to modern times. But, you know, one of those things, and I'll show a video tomorrow morning, a YouTube video. In 1967, there was an incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit up at Duquesne University up in Pittsburgh. And it just changed the life of the Catholic Church after that. And the video, I'll show it to you tomorrow, it has 4 popes in the video. Talking about the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit enlivening the church and renewing the church and resurrecting the church.
Thank you, Rob. I'm going to
touch
on that because that's what part of what I was going to say.
Okay.
Is that the sacrament of confirmation? It graces us to be more connected to the Holy Spirit. There's a grace. A course sacrament, I'm sure you learned this, is just a place where we meet God. It's simply that. So the sacrament of confirmation is one of those grace periods that the church, through the power of the Holy Spirit, helps us to be more connected to the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Thanks,
Paul. Okay. Yeah, just one thing. I don't want to take from your talk. So I'm going to wait until the end and I'll say it. It involves sacrament and sacramental.
You receive the sacrament of confirmation once. You can receive baptism in the Spirit every day, every week, whenever. You know, it's not limited to just once. And as Tina mentioned, 19 times she received the sacrament.